AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Arizona Senate has passed a bill to repeal a near-total abortion ban, which was approved in 1864. Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it. The ban allows abortions only to save a patient's life and provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve, as expected, announced no change in a key interest rate. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says a rate cut can't happen until inflation is in check.
My expectation is that we will, over the course of this year, see inflation move back down. That's my forecast. I think my confidence in that is lower than it was. Because of the data that we've seen.
The rate is at a two-decade high. New York Mayor Eric Adams says about 300 people were arrested at Columbia University in pro-Palestinian protest. The mayor says all of them were not involved in the cause.
At their request and their acknowledgement that outside agitators were on their grounds training and really co-opting this movement.
There were clashes on the West Coast at UCLA. There were no classes there today. Edgar Gomez is a student.
Things are not going well, you know. People are like angry at each other. Lots of tensions going on. I just hope things could get resolved. Maybe with some negotiations going on.
At least a dozen protesters were arrested at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will move next week to try to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We need leaders in the House of Representatives that are going to get this done. Not working for Hakeem Jeffries, not working for Joe Biden.
Johnson talked to Salem Radio about Taylor Greene.
I don't even say her name. I try not to pay her much attention. The whole objective here is to get attention.
Democrats say they will back the speaker. This is AP News. There have been some government problems with financial aid.
By May 1st, students usually know where they're headed to college in the fall. This year, most still haven't received financial aid offers. A series of missteps by the Education Department on their revamped FAFSA application has made it harder than ever. So many students don't know where they're going to college or how they're going to pay for it. The National College Attainment Network reports that the number of students who have successfully submitted the FAFSA is down 29% from this time last year. And it's even worse at schools with more low-income students. Federal education officials say they're addressing lingering bugs, but making progress. The agency said more than 8 million student applications have now been processed and sent to colleges, and new applications are being processed within 3 days. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Airbnb is offering customers a chance to spend a night in a Paris museum or sleep surrounded by 8 Ferrari racing cars. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.